This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friends, this is the return of Senator Kevin Cramer's Talk Radio Town Hall. The in-state work period had him all over Kingdom Come and classified briefings and military installations and everything else. We've had a pleasure of having him on a number of times during that, but not the opportunity for our listeners to ask him questions. And we're gonna go into a lightning round, radio graffiti style on the questions today, meaning 1 minute, 1 minute only, your best questions. We'll ask Senator Cramer to keep his answers short so we can get everybody in, because I know there's all this pent-up demand of wanting to ask about anything and everything, and already the phone calls are full. So we're going to get to you at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. We're brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. And by the way, MyPillow.com is a great place for specials, using the promo code SCOTT. Calling 800-506-9028 is a great place to call. But guess what? The deals are even better at frankspeech.com if you use the promo code SCOTT. Frankspeech.com is a new platform that Mike Lindell has put together, really, that was a counter to YouTube and a lot of the social media sites, that if you say, "Well, I don't know, I saw some scientists today at the FDA say they thought the booster shot was being rushed and we shouldn't do the booster shot." Really? Okay. Interesting. Well, you say that and they cancel you on YouTube. That doesn't happen on Frank Speech. So go to frankspeech.com and use the promo code SCOTT. The slippers half off. The Giza Dream Sheets, lowest price ever. The towels at a great price, too. Check it out. MyPillow.com or frankspeech.com. Without any further ado, you can watch them on our social media and our websites and our live stream of the show today, and or you can hear them right here on the radio, KFIRE 550, AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO The Flag in Tioga. Senator Kevin Cramer, welcome back to the Talk Radio Town Hall.
That's good to be back, Scott. Thanks. It's even better just to be back in North Dakota, quite honestly. As you mentioned during the break, I spent a lot of time in North Dakota, but I also spent a lot of time in several other states. I did not leave the country, however, but it's good to be back.
You had some pretty able fill-ins. We tried to put different folks in the Talk Radio Tunnels. Governor Kristi Noem was on. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford was on a couple of times. We had Steve Moore.
We got Dick Garmey on.
Right? Dick Garmey last week, which was really fascinating. Yep. So some good folks taking that spot. I know folks are ready to ask you a lot of questions, so we'll get to them. I do want to first ask you about I know it was a classified briefing with General Miller, a NATO commander in Afghanistan, a U.S. general. You're on the Armed Services Committee. I've seen some reporting on this, so some people are saying more than they should, but I got the impression that General Miller's story didn't exactly match up with General Milley's, or for that matter, the President of the United States. Were you taken aback by what you heard from General Milley?
Well, so
General Miller. Milley.
Yeah, just to give people some background. So Scott Miller, his name is Aaron. I think it's Austin Scott Miller, but he goes by Scott or General, four-star General. You're right. He is a NATO commander in Afghanistan. So he's the highest ranking NATO general. Now, of course, he answers up chain to CENTCOM, which is headquartered, I think, in Baghdad. I've been to CENTCOM. And then, of course, more importantly, up the chain to General Milley and the Joint Chiefs. So he spent the last 3 years up until July 12th as the NATO commander and in Afghanistan. So in other words, he's boots on the ground. He's a top dog in Afghanistan. And he did not surprise me by anything he said, because I expected him to be a straight up. We know him. We expected him to be straight up. We were looking for somebody who would just give us the facts, no drama, nor spin. And the nice thing about him is his mission, his last 3 years, ended on July 12th. So he actually left prior to the debacle, but during, the months leading up to it. And so you know what he would have advised, and he told us what he had advised. And he couldn't speak to what the president was told, of course, because he doesn't answer directly to the president. But no, I wasn't surprised by it. But he did confirm, to your point, again, it's classified briefing, but he did confirm that some of the advice that the president says was unanimous was clearly not unanimous. Clearly not unanimous. Now, it might have been unanimous among the Joint Chiefs. It might have been unanimous, you know, among the cabinet members, the, you know, the National Security Council, all of whom are appointed by the president or a previous president. And you never know the conditions that were presented to the president when he made the decision, or if their unanimity came after he issued the order, which would be appropriate, of course, if you're unless you're going to retire or resign suddenly. So, but nonetheless, it was revealing. We will have an open hearing with him that the public can watch eventually. Scott Miller retires next month. Scott, so as liberating as coming home from Afghanistan is, where he, you know, he's now stationed in Washington D.C. It'll be even more liberating when he retires. But he is a soldier. He is a patriotic American. He's not going to lie to anybody, and nor is he going to add unnecessary drama to it. But you know, one of the bigger things, for example, just as an example, Scott, one of the things he did tell us, and I don't think this is classified. I think some have already talked about it. Is that he did warn that, Kabul would fall, that the Taliban would take over, that there would be chaos. Again, this doesn't sound like, you know, exactly, war college intel. But the idea that somehow, you might recall, Joe Biden himself said, there's no reason to believe that Kabul will fall or that the Taliban will take over the whole country. That's highly unlikely, I think, were his exact words. Well, if he believed that, it wasn't because he heard it from the people in Afghanistan.
How about someone that was at Bagram Air Force Base, seeing what we did to literally leave millions and millions of dollars worth of equipment there, and also literally leave in the dark of the night without even telling our Afghan allies we're going to leave? Was that brought up to him?
It was. And I might reserve some of that, just to want to make sure that I don't, reveal anything. I would say this, and I think this has been widely reported, and it was actually, I presumed it to be the case, and I think it's important for people to know so that they don't live in too much fear, that a lot of that equipment, you heard the $80 billion number, for example, that's the grand total of the aggregated amount of all the equipment since 2001. A lot of that equipment obviously is very old, outdated, destroyed, long gone. But what was left, of course, is was left for the Afghanis, our Afghan allies, the Afghan forces that are our allies. But they quickly, of course, abandoned it. But anything that was left by the United States, you know, specifically, wasn't worth, you know, taking out, was already disarmed in many respects, the technology removed, unusable. But again, that doesn't excuse that still, whatever the number is, even if it's not $80 billion, even if it's not $40 billion, it's too much. And it was dumb. It was reckless. With regard to leaving Bagram, I think General Miller pretty well supports that. He was, at least at the decision time, the time that the decision was made. Now, that doesn't mean he supported getting out of Afghanistan at all. I think a lot of people don't support getting out of Afghanistan.
We lost a minute for a second?
You still do.
Okay, we got you back now. Senator okay. Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall, wanted to ask about that. You will no doubt have General Miller, General Milley, and Secretary Austin before the Armed Services Committee at the end of the month to probe on these issues, correct?
That's correct.
And we had someone call earlier that say, why aren't more Republicans being more aggressive in asking for the resignation of these people and being critical of them? Is that, and I said, I don't know, I've seen some Republicans do it, but I've noticed that Armed Services Republicans seem not to be doing that. And my fifth grade explanation of that is if it compromises you, from being able to be taken seriously when you do get a chance to question, that might make you withhold a little bit. I mean, is there, on one hand, many of us want more fight from Republicans when it comes to this disaster and this embarrassment on the world stage for the United States, but we also want you, I guess, to be able to have the credibility to go in and actually probe and not sort of join the crowd. Which is it?
Well, it's a little bit of both those things, Scott. So with regard to credibility, it's not so important that we have credibility on, say, the world stage or the national stage necessarily, so much as that you want to get the answers from the witness. And to that end, I understand when people are upset. There's nothing more therapeutic than to call for somebody's resignation who's not going to resign. It just doesn't result in a resignation. And there's nothing that's, you know, more empowering, I suppose, you know, to a certain group of people. If I could pound my fist on the podium and swear and say, you should be court-martialed. Except if it doesn't lead to a court-martial, what good did it do? You know. And so what's really important, when you're one of the very few people who actually have to make a decision on some of these things and have the opportunity, to your point, to cross-examine a witness under oath, and even if that witness has four stars on their shoulder, is that you have credibility enough to get to the truth.
All right,
and
well,
then pass your judgment, even if you've already prejudged.
And we absolutely, positively need to get to the truth, no doubt about that, and look forward to those hearings for sure. All right, to the phones we go after this short break, brought to you today by DAC Diesel. Get in line for some great diesel service in Bismarck, folks, to take an appointments into October now. 258-5011 or DACDiesel.com. CJ and the team take good care of you. More after this.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Supercharge your productivity with the ultimate green machine. Butler Ag Equipment has a variety of Fendt tractors on the lot with 3.29 financing for 60 months. Not only do these tractors come with the best maintenance warranty, but they are packed with raw power and great fuel savings. Stop in to Butler Ag Equipment today to get your Fendt tractor, where great products and better service come standard.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My job at this moment is to make you hungry, ladies and gentlemen. So, see how I do.
Get after it. Here we go.
Sloppy Joe's.
Mission accomplished. Where and when?
Two Sloppy Joe's and chips on special at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience. This is like your grandma's Sloppy Joe recipe. That's in Harwood, I-29 location. West Fargo Sloppy Joe's today. How about this on 12th Avenue and I-29, Kevin? You ready? Beef enchilada skillet.
Ooh.
But I think I'm going to get in the car and go to Euland and have meatballs. Or chicken tenders in Glendon. Or pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine in Valley City. And you know what? Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience at these locations. NP Avenue downtown, a good example as well. But guess what? 4 for $4 special at all their locations. That hot personal pan pizza, hot stuff, 2 homemade cookies, and a drink, 4 for $4 all day, every day. Valley Dairy in the Northern Valley, PetroServe USA, from Bemidji to Wahpeton, Mandan, Bismarck, Valley City, Castleton, you get the idea. Into West Fargo. Into
I heard
Glendon.
You, by the way. I was heading out. You were out at Big Iron talking about Tater Tot Hot just yesterday in Glendon.
Score.
I had to stop and get it.
PetroServe USA, helping fabulous. America feel better. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. Grant in Towner, your question for Senator Cramer. We're going 1 minute for you and 1 minute for Senator Cramer so we can get to everybody here, okay?
Okay, Scott, this is Grant Brown from Towner, formerly from Dunn Center. And Senator Cramer, what are we going to do with all these Afghanistans coming into North Dakota? And who's sponsoring them? And the other question is, what are we going to do with all these 10,000-plus Haitians that are under the bridge in Texas? These questions are very concerning to me as a longtime supporter of you and the Republican Party. This is very disturbing, and a country without borders is not a country to me. And I served 2 years in the service to defend our country, and I don't want to lose it.
Yeah,
would appreciate
great to hear
comments,
from you, Grant. Yeah.
We're going to write a little answer here, Grant. Thanks for the question. As
thanks,
usual,
Grant.
Typical
so
North Dakota efficiency, you know, to have it under a minute even. So.
Well, it's so great to hear from Grant. I haven't seen or heard from him for ages, so it's really cool to hear from you, Grant. A couple of things there. First of all, I think the first question was about the refugees coming to North Dakota, and he said who was responsible for it.
Who's sponsoring them? Yeah.
Who's sponsoring them? You know, it used to be, as you know, the refugee resettlement program in North Dakota was run by Lutheran Social Services. I think now it's a different organization because Lutheran Social Services, I think, eventually needed to go bankrupt or something and shut down. And now it's another Lutheran organization, I think out of Chicago or Minneapolis. That doesn't matter, but it's a non-government organization that does the sponsoring. But resettlement of refugees is a state function. And states oftentimes, including North Dakota, will contract that function to an NGO. I personally have spoken out against that over the years since I've been in Congress. And the reason I say that is, Grant, there are very few things the federal government ought to do. Defending the shores is one of them. There are, of course, co-equal branches of government that are co-equal, but there are certain emphases in the various ones, obviously. And one of the emphases or the authorities for the executive branch, of course, is immigration and international affairs for good reason. Foreign affairs is the function of the presidency. However, we still all work together on that. With regard to specific sponsorship or resettlement into a state or throughout a state, that is a state function that in our case, and I think in most cases, maybe all cases, has been given to an NGO. I don't like it, and the reason I don't like NGOs being in charge of it, it's not because I disagree with the NGOs necessarily, but you create a perverse incentive. The NGO, in this case, a Lutheran organization, receives money from the federal government for every refugee they settle. Well, guess what that does? That creates an incentive to resettle refugees no matter what, whether it's a good fit, whether it's the right kind of community, whether it's the community wants it or not, whether there's the infrastructure, the education system, the language issues. All of that has to be considered. And I would submit to you this. There's not a lot I can do about it except we continue to push back on it. We continue to research it. We continue to intervene wherever we can. I was able to, keep during the Obama years when I was in the House, I actually convinced them to not send refugees to Grand Forks, to the Grand Forks Air Force Base, as you might recall. So we keep trying that. But one of the things I would like to see us do with regard to refugees, much like other immigration, realizing refugees are a separate class and understand that. But at the very least, we ought to understand what regions are coming from. We ought to have something to say about that. We ought to find out what skill sets might exist among refugees so that when they do come to a place like North Dakota or some other place, that they would be a good fit, that they might be easier to get jobs for. We have a workforce workforce shortage. There ought to be some strategy about it rather than simply
an
NGO.
The strategy right now from the Biden administration is to increase the numbers by 400% from the limits that were put in by Trump administration. This is a ridiculous
increase.
Completely
arbitrary. Absolutely.
All right, let's also ask his other question here related to the border and
the
Haitians.
Border.
By the way, I've been to the border. I've seen Haitian ID cards, Cuba ID cards, Yemen, Venezuela, Cuba, Colombia. So, Senator Cruz was there under the bridge and exposed this thing with the Haitians, large group of Haitians coming in, but it's from everywhere. So, to his point there, what the heck are we doing?
Well, and that's Texas, Scotty. So, in other words, Texas isn't all that close to Haiti. It would not be a natural route, right? So I think it demonstrates the vulnerability that the open border creates, not just for Central Americans or, children coming up with coyotes, but rather a vulnerability to anybody who wants to enter illegally. And so, what we do continue to do about it is speak out against it, introduce legislation against it, to write letters. However, we have a president who has an open borders policy, and again, the executive branch has a lot of authority when it comes to the borders and immigration policy. And so we have to continue to fight it. We have to, use every tool we can, including the filibuster, if necessary, if they try to codify something. The problem is, to pass legislation, you also have to have 60 votes, and clearly we would not have 60 votes.
Well, what happened to the Remain in Mexico court ruling? I thought the Biden administration lost on that and said you have to put back in the Trump administration. We still see what we're seeing at the border.
Right. All those things without enforcement. Remember, you might recall, and I think this was part of the Obama administration. You might recall that they used selective enforcement to not enforce, shall we say, even laws or rules that were on the books. And you just have to keep going to court. And thank God some of our governors, especially in Texas, are doing that, trying to use, again, every tool in the toolbox. The unfortunate thing is that Joe Biden became president of the United States, and it came with a huge consequence, like it often does.
All right. We're going to keep going as fast as we can. Quick answers here, quick questions. Kevin and Cavalier, you're next. Go.
How come they don't recognize natural immunity? And if you got antibodies, why don't they give you an antibody card instead of having to wear it? Have a vaccine. I know families who two or three people have had it. The other ones haven't got sick. I'm assuming some of them might have antibodies. I know a Border Patrol agent went down to Mexico putting wristbands on people coming across the border for he's down to 30 days. I'm assuming three-fourths of them is doing that. He's got antibodies. He gave blood and he has no symptoms. That's my question. They're working from the wrong. They should be working from both ends, and everything would be all done by now, I think.
Fact that gets missed in all this COVID debate? Right. Senator Cramer, not enough time for you to answer before I go to the break, but we'll come back. Kevin, stay tuned so you can hear the answer from Senator Cramer on why natural immunity is not recognized in the COVID debate.
Thanks. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3390. 703-701-223-3393 or at
hatandsons.com. Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A lawyer for Hillary Clinton's failed presidential campaign has been indicted by a grand jury for lying to the FBI. Michael Sussman will be in court Friday to answer to the charges. There's been a major surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. Border Patrol officials saying the thousands of souls getting through the non-fenced border are mostly Haitians, Cubans, Venezuelans, and Nicaraguans. Authorities arrested more than 195,000 at the Mexico border in August. Opponents of President Biden's open border policy say his policies have encouraged illegal immigration from around the world. The Federal Reserve is reviewing the ethics policies that govern financial holdings and activities of its senior officials in the wake of recent disclosures that two regional Fed presidents engaged in extensive trading last year. Robert Kaplan, president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, and Eric Rosengren, president of the Boston Fed, have pledged to divest holdings. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Like the sun went down just to frame your face. Like they played that song just to see you sway. Like that old surf shop had you in mind. With what you got on, making those tan lines. Just like the ocean knows we're laying on this beach tonight.
This guy's coming to WeFest next year, Luke Bryan. Song called Waves brings me right out on the lake. Right out on the lake.
I think this is about our last weekend, too. I know it.
80 degrees. Maybe even a little north of that on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I put the pontoon away last week, so give me a little Big Town to end the show.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
All right. Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Senator Kevin Cramer here in the Talk Radio Town Hall. So in answer to Kevin and Cavalier related to why we don't have a more sensible approach to natural immunity to COVID in our medical system, and by the way, from this administration who wants everybody to get a poke or to be banished to, being a hermit, right?
Yeah, I think you answered your own question there at the end, because that doesn't meet their goals. Kevin, and so Scotty, Kevin raises a point that I've raised multiple times with people that they just seem to sort of bounce off their heads. Nobody dismisses, by the way, when you ask directly, people don't say, oh, well, that's not as good, or that's dumb, or they just sort of ignore the issue because there's this incredible goal. They're absolutely convinced that everybody should get vaccinated, and the reality is that there's, I've read plenty of articles, and not just from, you know, right wing activists. I mean, plenty of articles. I think if you look back in history, even, and you look at some of the people that are advocating, specifically for vaccines, you'll even find them having said at some point that natural immunity has value. And I think part of it is they don't know how long it lasts, but they don't know how long the vaccine immunity lasts either, or how which one's better. I hear more often than not that natural immunity is actually better than the vaccine. And so I think all of that ought to be put into the mix whenever we talk about vaccination. I think if you believe that somebody should be vaccinated to do whatever it is you're advocating, whether it's get on your airplane or come to your event, you got to ask two questions. Are you vaccinated or have you had the virus? And a yes to either one should be the same at least. And I'm not convinced, of either one necessarily, but I agree with Kevin. I just don't know why medical professionals especially are so reluctant to say that, other than there seems to be this choir that just follows the lead of the choir director at the CDC or Department of Health.
While we're talking about the CDC, and just do a quick follow-up here because I want to get to all these calls and be as quick as you can with this answer. CDC, a panel of scientists is saying, wait a minute on the booster. Right. Booster shots are already being given, and the FDA is debating whether or not the booster shot is the proper thing to do or not. I mean, how can anybody trust anything right now?
Well, that's part of the problem right there, the trust factor, and that is the issue. And I, Scotty, I even give people some, cut them some slack from a year ago when we were still building the plane while flying it, but we know a lot more now. And what we don't know, we still don't know. So don't be so certain about what you don't know, but look at what we do know. And, so I absolutely I'm agree with you on all of this. With regard to the booster, though, I do think that the conclusions that are being drawn by a lot of professionals who are advocates for the vaccine is that if you're a healthy American, unless you're in a high-risk category, you really shouldn't be taking the booster. Now, I get that, you know, that the company wants to, you know, sell a whole bunch of boosters, but that's not our problem. The issue is, should you be getting boosters? And I'm pretty unconvinced that you should. And I think, yeah, as you know, some of the people at the FDA on this advisory council are unconvinced, and certainly, several of the people around the world that advocate for the vaccine are not advocating for the booster shot, at least not yet. We just don't know enough.
What is the Biden administration doing in trying to hoard what we know is working right now, these antibody infusions? I mean, we talked to Dr. Mike LeBeau. He says it's one of the most effective things. They're leaning into that therapy. Yep. It's taking people off ventilators. And we have a administration saying, no, thank you. We'll decide who gets it or doesn't. What?
So, Scott, really, one of the interesting things for me, now, this is just Kevin talking to Scott and all of your friends. This is not based on anything I'm doing in Congress, per se. But my observation is that exactly to this point, that just like getting, having had the virus itself and having antibodies naturally, it doesn't get much attention. What gets even less attention, it seems, are the treatments. And we know a lot more about treating people than we did a year ago. That's proven every single day in hospitals throughout North Dakota and throughout the country. So I've asked this very question of healthcare professionals, and they agree with you and me. Now, they'd still like to see people get vaccinated, but if they can get these kinds of treatments to people earlier, remember, I think you're eligible for it if you've even been exposed, and certainly if you have early symptoms, and people are more comfortable with that. And to the degree, for example, just to finish this off, to the degree, for example, that you are somebody who believes everyone should be vaccinated, but they're reluctant. Well, they're reluctant because there's a trust problem, Scott, for all the reasons we've discussed and more. But one way to regain that trust would be to start promoting something more modest in your view, and that would be antibody treatments and other kinds of treatments that we've really got. It seems to me that our professionals have gotten really quite good at. So, again, I think it all goes back to one thing. They want to poke everybody as many times as they can, and why they're motivated to do that is beyond me.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate the call. Others were waiting, and I see here that Vince in Fargo, I think this is Vince Webker calling in to announce yesterday's winner of the foosball table built by Olhausen at the at Big Iron. And if he has a question for Senator Kramer, we'll let him in, too. Who won the that beautiful foosball table, Vince?
Well, I thought it'd be a great thing with all your great listeners who we got to meet a lot of them out at Big Iron to announce it over the airwaves. And the winner of the Olhausen foosball table was Nathan Keller of Harwood, North Dakota. So congratulations to Nathan. It's a piece of furniture, a game table that hopefully you and your family will love for many years to come.
Yeah, they sell wellness at hot spring spas and pool tables, too, those saunas, those hot tubs. But you know what? There's some wellness in the family time and the leisure that comes from a good old-fashioned foosball, you know, tournament in the basement, too. So you can get a lot of wellness out of that. Do you have any questions for our guest, Senator Kramer, today? This is my neighbor, Kevin, and we, you know,
I met him.
You did, yeah, and like we're always talking over the fence. He has no shortage of opinions beyond the wellness he gives us. So, what's your number one question for Senator Kramer?
Well, because you're my neighbor, I get a lot of my customers, a lot of friends coming up to me. Are we going to be okay as a country? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just a dumb hot tub sales guy, but. To the point, I guess, our frustration, all the talk of COVID, the southern border, Afghanistan, none of that matters because this election was stolen. And my question to you, Senator Kramer, is this. If why can't we on the right steal a page out of the left playbook? Because here's what they would be doing. They would be talking about this election being stolen 24/7 for the next 400 years. On every platform, there would be no other topic discussed. Do you know that? I know that. And that's my question. Why don't we do that? Like every second of every day.
Well, let me ask this. What's your goal? What would your goal be? To talk about it for 400 years or to win the next election? Because it's really easy to get caught up in something that you're not going to.
Well, I guess I would like to talk about it 24/7 because to drive it home to every single American on every platform that we all understand, you know, what actually happened last November.
And Senator Cramer asked, what is your goal? To his point, how would the Democrats react to this? How would they act if they didn't have the Senate, the House, or the White House? It would be total obstruction. We hear this from a lot of people. Just say no to everything. You know, I mean, even on the infrastructure thing, that's a Biden win. Don't get Biden a win. Say no to everything. They would.
This is a great question because I like to play things out to see just really where people's tolerance is. Let me ask you, Scott. Let's say that Joe Biden came with, he has this one $1 trillion infrastructure package that I voted for, right? And he gets quote credit for it, even though his was actually $2.7 trillion. But that besides that, and he says, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna throw in there I'm convinced now that abortion is murder, and I'm gonna make every abortion from now into the forever illegal in the United States of America. Do I say, sorry, Mr. President, I'm not going to vote for that because you'd get that victory and that would not be appropriate. My people do not want you to have a victory. And that's really and if the answer is, yeah, we do not want him to have that victory. We don't want him to be a pro-life president. We need him to always be against us. That's really the natural, that would be the natural outcome of that strategy. We can't do anything because it, quote, gives Biden a victory. My only goal is to give North Dakotans a victory. That's why, you know, that's why I support the National Defense Authorization Act that the president supports. That's why I support the infrastructure bill that the president supports. It's why we support a lot of things that, that don't get a lot of attention. I introduced legislation with Tom Tillis that the president signed to allow the Veteran Affairs Secretary to initiate a program that provides service dogs for veterans with PTSD. I've gotten a lot of accolades from people for that, but that was a victory for Joe Biden. You know, the issue isn't who gets the victory. The issue is how does it affect the American public, not whether what politician gets a victory. All right. No one elected us to just go be against everything that the other side's for. We sometimes are for the same things.
10 minutes left of airtime here, so I'm really going to enforce 1 minute or less in the way of questions and answers. Nate Fargo, you're next. Go!
Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Hey, Nate. Great. Thanks. How are you?
The infrastructure plan is actually $4.5 trillion. It's $3.5 in infrastructure and $2 trillion in tax hikes for the wealthy. Department of Homeland Security is the one who takes in Afghan refugees and works through 8 different government agencies and does 6 different background checks to gain personal clearance for the refugee resettlement program. Over the last few years, I've seen a lot of the U.S. arming of terrorists around the world. And you guys throw our money around like it's candy. And it seems like we're becoming the most corrupted government on the planet. We make Putin look like a choir boy. I was wondering if you want to respond to that. You're our manager to Washington. And I want Republicans to start fighting like the Democrats fight.
All right, there's a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, except Nate still didn't really reference anything specifically. I mean, we've armed a lot of terrorists. So has Vladimir Putin. We don't make him look like a choir boy. But one of the problems with let's go back to Ronald Reagan, which a lot of the very fights we're having now are really an extension of some of those. And our friends at that time are our enemies today. He had a saying that you might recall that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. You have these moments in time where, you know, you fight World War I with one country and you fight World War II against the same country, for example. These are things that happen over the course of history, and you look back on them and judge them in that based on today's lens, and things can look much worse. I wouldn't give up the United States of America for any other country.
What really happened on January 6th? Was it a protest or something worse, even an insurrection? Joe Biden says it was the worst event since the Civil War. All this week, Chris Salcedo is on TV asking the tough questions and finding the real answers. So watch Salcedo's January 6th series on Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Central. More than 40 million Americans watch Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. I watch it all the time. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. The only major system that doesn't carry it on basic cable is Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels, CNN, NBC, but not Newsmax. Many Midco customers are switching to a service that carries Newsmax, like Dish, DirecTV, or AT&T. You can also download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. That's why millions are turning to Newsmax. So watch Chris Salcedo on Newsmax today.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, two for $10. What a deal. Any size Fun Pop, 49 cents all month. It's back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, two for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Nobilift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Nobilift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Nobilift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobiliftNA.com/save.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Right now, a lot of free money going on. Keep in mind, too, your warranty lasts a lifetime, okay? Lifetime of protection at no extra cost. A lot of 0% money on all the 2021s in stock, too, the Buicks, the GMCs. And check out the new AT4 lineup from GMC. That is functional and ready to go with quality and deluxe appointments.
Where's my pontoon?
Yeah, there
Where's
you go. Online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right. Got to have a little pontoon.
This is a cold beer calling my name. This would be a good one.
But I need the pontoon.
Okay, I'll get it to you before we get out of here.
I put the thing away last week, and I got PTSD from
it. You
want
to rub it in on yourself?
80 degrees on Sunday, and the pontoon's on the lift, in storage, and not on the lift. It's on the trailer. Anyway, let's get through these calls really quick. Kate in Western Minnesota, quick as you can, and quick answers from Senator Kramer in the last segment here. Go, Kate.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Mike. Question is about the Capitol Hill police. And my concern is that they have no oversight except to Pelosi, which is atrocious. They get no accountability. And I also want to know, are they setting up outposts or stations, if you will, across the country? And if they don't have accountability or oversight, why is that happening? Thank you for your time. I'll abdicate the rest of my time.
Thanks.
Senator.
So a couple of points with regard to accountability. That she's right that the top person is the Speaker of the House, who manages the United States Capitol. She's the highest ranking official, of course, in the Capitol. There is actually a committee that's appointed by various people that, that has direct oversight, and that includes both Republicans and Democrats. They have their own structure internally, obviously, a chief and captains and ranks and all of those things. I think one of the bigger problems with the Capitol Police is less about accountability and is more frankly about appropriate training. The people they're accountable to are not very reliable, much more so than the Capitol Police.
Might those be a better, might those tenants be a better approach than more fences and fences going back up for this
reason? And I agree. So to her point, so she asked whether or not it's true that they're going to have outposts in other parts of the country. They are in, I do know this much. They have been in contact with certain states where they're expected to be similar, demonstrations and rallies at state capitals. They don't have jurisdiction, you know, off Capitol Hill. So, they can, all they can do is provide some guidance and that makes sense. I don't have any, you know, share intelligence. One of the greatest problems from January 6th was there wasn't intelligence shared up the chain of command. But you're right, Scotty. The better thing to deter bad behavior is to have officers well equipped, well trained with appropriate rules of engagement, enough of them, and not put up fences, because fences send exactly the wrong message.
Okay, we're going to keep going. Here's an email, that text that came in, rather. Only 10% of the infrastructure bill you voted for is roads and bridges. 5% is for replacing lead pipes and service lines, $165 billion. $370 billion is Green New Deal boondoggle waste, like a bailout for Amtrak, handout for wind and solar, $50 billion for weatherproofing infrastructure for climate change. I heard Senator Kramer say yesterday 100% is infrastructure. I just gave you examples that that's not true.
Now I'm going to tell you exactly how not true what you just said is. I think this person said 10% is roads and bridges. 34% is roads and bridges. $414 billion out of a little over a trillion is roads and bridges. And then the rest they're right. There's some stuff that I don't like $7.3 billion for electric vehicle charging stations. I wouldn't put that in there, but I'm not the king, and I'm not even in the majority. A lot of the rest of it is water infrastructure, which, by the way, is already passed the Senate. Not just in the infrastructure bill, but prior to that, overwhelmingly passed the Senate. Ports, waterways to get, you know, grain and manufactured products overseas. Railroads, not for BNSF or major railroads, but rather for some of these facilities like Minot has, container facilities, all to move product to market. Broadband, Scott, which, as you know, and $42.5 billion of it is broadband infrastructure, which without broadband, you can't even have a transaction.
Maybe we need a debate over what infrastructure is.
Airports, yeah, you know, airports are a big part. It's obviously federal.
I think there's a lot of conflation between the $3.5 trillion they're trying to ram through without a Republican vote.
To your earlier caller, Scott, I know you want a minute. Everything he said was true about one bill, but none of it's true about the infrastructure
right,
bill.
Okay.
You know, but I don't, I'm less convinced people are as ignorant as they come off. I just think they want it to be worse than it is. And I'm not talking about citizens. I'm talking about so many people in media that promote this stuff. It's just anybody with basic math, even common core math, you could figure out that $414 billion out of a trillion isn't 10%.
Here's a text from Sherry saying, please ask Kevin to talk about the forensic audit report will be read in Arizona next Friday. Hmm. Also, North Dakota, will they be doing a forensic audit?
So with regard to Arizona, I mean, we'll wait and see what's read, right? I mean, nobody can accuse them of not doing a thorough audit, my goodness. And by the way, keeping things pretty well under wraps so they could do a clean audit. We'll see what it says. I'm afraid that if it doesn't say what some people want it to say, they'll say it was a fraud rather than accepting the results. Because so far, all of the results of audits and recounts and things have, you know, have not been satisfactory to certain people, and they just they're just not going to believe it. The second thing with regard to North Dakota, I just saw where Josh Gallion, North Dakota state auditor, who's doing a great job, is in, as part of the audit of the Secretary of State's office, doing an audit of the election. Not an audit of the last election, mind you, but of the election machines. And to make sure, to add credibility and help people feel more comfortable, if they should, about North Dakota's election system. Even though we elect a lot of the right people in our state, we still want to manage.
Let's prove out whether what they say can't be done can be done, and that's a great way to do it. Very good point.
Yep.
I heard a little pontoon in there mixed in with our usual, there you go. Senator Kramer, thank you. We'll do it again next Friday. Thanks for all the calls, questions, and comments. Never enough time. Get in early, folks. More on What's on Your Mind Monday.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.